The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
What's going on? Happy Monday. Not a victorious Monday. I don't know how happy this Monday actually is. I mean, we have to find something in our lives to be happy about because it darn sure wasn't football. That's a live look right there at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where today's high is 54 degrees and it's currently 52 degrees. He is the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl, Nate Newton. That is the Emmy Award winning Kurt Daniels. I am the most hated one, Jesse Holley. And together we are Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. And staying along those feel us lines, the Cowboys felt the San Francisco's 49ers last night in a disappointing loss in a divisional round, 19-12. The Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy San Francisco 49ers take down Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys in the Bay for a man. What a disappointing loss in a game that was absolutely more than winnable. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. We're taking your calls, 888-855-2297. I know a lot of you are down, are out, are upset, frustrated, angry. Whatever the emotions are, we want to hear from them. Minus foul language. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear your opinions. We want to hear everything. We want to feel you. You are the people of the show. We are the show of the people. Our sports equivalent of Braille only doesn't extend just to us, but extends to you. So we want to feel you on the phones, 888-855-2297. But before we get to the phones, fellas, gentlemen, you guys want to say anything about the football game? I'll start with you first, Kurt. I'll start with you first, Kurt. Anything that you want to get off your chest about the football game?
What can you say?
It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot we can say.
Well, there is, but it's the same wash, rinse, repeat for the last 27 years. And in some ways, I was more hurt last year than this year, and
Why so?
Well, last year, you know, they'd hit 12-5 for the first time in a long time. They won the division. They were at home against, you know, a game they were expected to win. They were favored to win, and you know, I guess for me personally, at least, my expectations were. I mean, I was drinking the Kool-Aid. My expectations were high. This year, you know. Again, it was a good regular season, 12 wins, but they had to go to San Francisco. They had to play a better team. I guess maybe my expectations weren't quite as high as they were last year, but it still, nonetheless, it's disappointing, and I hate to be sitting here talking about this again. That once you know, no, there will be no NFC Championship game.
Nate, as on this show, as the reigning last member of an NFC appearance. In Cowboys' recent or not so recent history, what are your feelings from this game yesterday?
This is where I thought they would end up, and this is where I thought it would end at. I said it all year. I'm not changing. I thought they were good enough to get to the second round of the playoffs. They got to the second round of the playoffs. When you face a team, the first week I always have always treated it used to be super. Wild card weekend right. Used to be something else. And I always thought last week was when you took out the trash And this week is where the supreme cream started rising to the top, where teams will impose their will on you. And I thought that if we couldn't run the ball as an offensive line, we couldn't stop the run. We did a great job of stopping the run, but we couldn't get anything going, especially after Pollard went down. But this is where, you know, and I hear a lot of people with a lot of excuses. I've talked to several people this morning. I've listened to several people. This is where your quarterback separates himself from the rest of the league. Yeah. We didn't do that yesterday. And so all else don't matter. You know, every quarterback separates himself, and they don't make that critical mistake. We made that critical mistake. So game over, game done. Now what are you going to do as an organization, as a team, to move forward?
Well, how are you feeling?
I'm not going to say that I feel fine, but I looked at this football team all year long, and over, we made excuses for them. Some of it has been cleaned up by victories.
True.
But I think the one thing that our show does consistently is we point out the negatives. We point out those things that are to what we feel are real hindrance. It can be a real hindrance to a team's success. And when you go back and you look at it, there were things that each one of us individually, you know, Nate was always talking about time of possession. Time of possession. Time of possession. Right? We all talked about turnovers. That's football 101. The team that wins the turnover margins are most likely going to win the football game. And it has its opportunities to be different. But the team that wins the turnover margin has been the team that becomes victorious. But it's the thing that got me, and it kind of ticked me off a little bit more in the post-game presser, was with Dak Prescott and the promises.
Yeah.
That bothered me. And we heard it week in and week out, and I even said it when he initially said it. He talked about being aggressive, the aggressive throws. And I said, I don't like it. It's not him. That's not his game, right? He doesn't have the arm talent to be, I call him at times, the arrogant throws. He doesn't have the arm talent for that. And then he doubled down on it the next week. And then he tripled down on it. And then I don't know what came out of triple, but the fourth down on it. And then he fifth down on it. And then he sixth down on it. And then it finally came to a head because there's no more that you can go down on. And then he promised down on it. Because then he says, I promise you, I'm never going to throw so many interceptions again. I promise you that we're going to get back here and we're going to win this again. And I thought to myself, son, how?
Yeah.
How? And the thing that I went to a public Title I high school. I went to a public university. So when you get into the DVOAs and the FBIs and the PPFs and the STDs and the BBDs, ABC, the East Coast family, and you get to all that stuff. I don't know all that stuff like that. What I do know is people praise these aggressive throws. They say, oh, look at that throw. And I would come on this show and I would constantly say, yeah, ball shouldn't go there. I know it was complete. I know it was complete. Ball should not go there. And every time you completed one of those aggressive throws or you took those aggressive attempts and you were successful, that bred more and more false confidence. Because when you're not supposed to do a certain thing on the football field, don't care how good you are, it is going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Mm-hmm. And to add to that quickly, when you're playing better overall talent.
Yeah.
Because the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers,
D'Amico Ryans,
throw that on us. Please throw that on us. We were not only intercepted, but we will run the route for you, and then we will intercept it. And that is, last week, I was banking everything I had that Dak had humbled himself and said, you know what? I may can't duplicate four touchdowns throwing. I may can't duplicate even that running one. But I know now that if I don't hurt my team, we will stand a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And to see yesterday, to throw that ball and not throw it over the guy head for the interception. Not throw it over, everybody's head.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see underneath coverage and over the top coverage, and that right there happened, I couldn't believe it. And then to have a 46-yard reception where your receiver stacked the guy. Is I'm wrong? He stacked the guy. Then he stopped to wait on your ball, got a pass interference, and then exploded and caught your ball, which was not a great throw for anybody that knows football, because what all your receiver had to do to help you was not a great ball. Then on top of that, we get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even get three. Then we come down, muff punt, Kevin Joseph makes a play for us. Okay, he makes a play for us. And now we only get 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then at the end of the game, your tight end just casually walks out of bounds.
But you know... Those are the mistakes that we constantly see throughout the year. Yeah. Not necessarily from that particular person, but there's always these little mistakes that we've seen all throughout the year. And you dismiss them. And when you dismiss these mistakes, they think it's okay. And until it hurts you, right? Till it hurts you and not understanding time, place, rules, that you can't just casually go backwards out of bounds and the clock will keep running and not getting a timeout when you had three of them before you punt it. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that happened in this football game. There were two things. There were two drives, and it takes me back to the Philadelphia game. And I remember talking about this. I said there's going to come a point in time, offensively, defensively, whatever, where you're going to have to play a little bit of man football.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good enough to do so?
Oh, I know the drives you're talking about.
Yep. Big boy drives there.
There's a 10 play.
Yes, sir.
91 yard drive. 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Cowboys get the ball, 8-play drive. Then it comes back. They get the ball for 13 plays.
Yes, sir. That was the backbreaker right there. That was the backbreaker.
64 yards. 7 minutes and 59 seconds.
We needed to score. Remember I told you we needed to score in that first half because that is where they give it up at. In the second half, I'm telling you, they're like a shutout pitcher. They're like, okay, the dude for the Yankees, Rivera is his name.
Mariano Rivera.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's what they do. I'm serious. That's what they do in the fourth quarter. I'm serious. And they've done this all year.
Yeah.
And like I tell people, ain't no bigger fan than Nate Newton. But we had him hyped up in his Friday, didn't we, man?
Oh,
I felt like this is going to crash down with millions of fans. But this is what, Jesse, you cannot. The separation is two things have to happen. And they did both of them yesterday. Even though our defense was swarming over this kid, and let me say this right here, and you don't have to believe it because it's true. Almost interceptions are not playmakers. What I mean by that right there is you have to catch the ball in order to turn the game around. You can't almost catch the ball to turn the game around. A quarterback is like a left tackle, like a outside corner. Oh, you didn't get me? I'll go do something new next time. And this is what I'm hearing everybody come on the air saying, well, you know, if you'd have caught that interception. Well, guess what? If he'd have hit the tight end when he was bobbling the ball, maybe they wouldn't have had that 13-play drive.
He closed his eyes.
Yeah.
He closed his eyes.
That bothers me 100%. when we live on the what ifs.
Yeah. Doing that a long time.
You know, like the old folk, you say, if it was a fifth, we'll all be drunk.
If my aunt had Chestnut should be my uncle.
Yeah, man. Hanging off my chin.
Oh, all right, let's go to our first break of the show. When we come back, we want to hear from you, 888-855-2297.
Is we going to really hear from the people?
We're going to hear from the people.
Okay.
We're going to hear from the people.
Yeah, he tried to be funny on the phone. Yeah. What do you mean we got to hear from the people?
Nick texts like, we want to hear from the people. I said, we open the lines. Who else are we going to hear from?
Okay, all right.
The aliens. The aliens are going to call in. 888-855-2297. We want to hear from you, man.
And we're going to continue to talk about this off air. This is disappointing.
Of course we will. Absolutely. All right, this is Hanging with the Boys. Stay right here with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, with Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. The Dallas Cowboys took a defeating, depressing loss.
Yes.
To the San Francisco 49ers yesterday at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, 19-12 to end their 2022-2023 NFL season. There were some highs, there were some lows in this football game, but we want to hear from you, the people. This is the People Show. We are the number one show via YouTube on the Dallas Cowboys platform, and that's because of the people. We want to feel you like Braille. So, Chris, we're going to go to the lines after I tell you about who these things are brought to you by. They're brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, the Star District, just steps away from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco. Visit the Star District, your destination for excellent dining, premier shopping, and excellent exciting events. Visit thestardistrict.com for more information. Now that you have time on your hands on Sundays, come on down to the Star District and enjoy the festivities. All right, Chris, we're going to go to the phone line. We want to hear from the people. Remember, say what you feel what you say. Just don't use foul language. All right, Chris, who we got?
We got Brando and Rio Rancho.
Brando and Rio Rancho, man, we want to feel you. Tell us how you feel.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I want to thank you all for just keeping it honest and keeping the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to Dallas Cowboys Nation. So help me God. Thank you, Mr. Nate, for all the things you've done. I've been a Cowboys fan since I was a young lad, watching you come up with your titles. And I think if there's anybody that hurts the most, it's got to be you, big guy, because you've been telling this team what they have to do to cross the corner, and they still haven't done it yet. But I think somebody needs to go to Fort Hood and call a search and rescue team to pick up Zeke's soul that was left around midfield, because he's going to need to do some soul searching for the rest of the offseason, whether he's going to come back or not. And I think I'm just really frustrated with like you said earlier in the show, just the overall, I'm going to change. It's like hearing a spouse who you bust talking to other people, or you catch them looking at somebody else that's not you. Oh, honey, I'm going to change. When is the change going to happen? When is it going to happen? Because it starts with you, but because it hasn't happened yet, I know it's not. I mean, we're seventh year with Dak now, and he hasn't hit the corner yet. It's not going to happen.
I appreciate the call, man. We got to get to the next call. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Be a little quick with your calls now.
Yeah.
Be a little quick.
I think he got personal. That spouse thing might have been.
Might have been something he was dealing with.
He was trying to get off his chest. We with you, brother. All right. We with you. She ain't looking at me.
Yeah.
They ain't looking at me.
What's next?
What's next, Chris?
We got Kareem in North Carolina.
Kareem.
Let's be quick.
And NC, what's up, baby?
I'm going to be quick, man. I've been a Cowboys fan for 31 years, and I'm 37 years old. I've seen the three championships. I loved them. And after last year, last week, I really thought that was the win that we needed to kind of push us over the edge. But my problem with this team, I feel like by Kellen Moore being one of Dak's peers, coaches are supposed to put you in the best position to win. Those comeback routes and routes across the middle, they've been killing us all year. And my biggest issue with the game yesterday is after Pollock got hurt, it's 2nd and 2, you within the red zone, and you throw the ball. Why not run it? Like that's been killing us. Those play calls have been killing us all year. We need an offensive coordinator to put Dak in the best position to win. He's not Mahomes. He's not Joe Burrow. We just need a offensive coordinator and a head coach that's going to make the call to put the players in the best position to win.
Thank you,
and
brother, man. We appreciate that, man. Thank you so much, bro. We appreciate that, man.
Got to be quick.
Sound like he been listening to our show. Someone on this show said that about Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott being that kind of situation. Sure.
Got to be quick now.
We won't say who said it, but it was said on this show. Don't worry about who said that. It was said on this show.
He looks good in green.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah. What's next?
Here we go, Chris.
Mike in North Carolina.
All right, Mike in North Carolina. What's going on?
Hey, man. Hello, Mr. Newton. I'm about your age. I think I'm 60. I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan all my life.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But guys, hey, we're all suffering again today, just like it's been. Nate, tell Mr. Jerry Jones he better do something at the top of the ladder. Get rid of Mr. Will McClay, because we've been getting beat by every team. We've been pushed around. These guys ain't near as physical as y'all were, Nate. They don't understand that. You got to put the hammer to these guys, and we ain't got it. Thank you very much. Tell Jerry I said that.
Yes, sir. We appreciate
at least
you, man.
The elderly talking to the elderly, and I relate to the elderly.
We'll let you pass that message.
Yeah,
on.
Yes, elder, you're not sure. Mr. Jones, do what you want.
He said to Nate. He wasn't talking to us.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, who we got?
We got Frank in New York.
Frank, New York City. What's up, bro? What's up, baby?
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. Thank you so much. I love what y'all do. Just wanted to bring this up to you guys and see what your thoughts were. When we get into playoff football, and I've been watching since the early 80s, and I saw my man Nate dominate in the 90s, but why do we not understand that in the playoffs, in the NFL, you must be able to run the ball first? You have to play defense, and you have to play good special teams. In the end, the throws will open up, but you have to shut them down on D and run the football. Jerry Jones has given this coaching staff every weapon they need to win, so either the coaches are not performing or the players are not executing. What are your guys' thoughts?
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. New York City, man. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, we thought this roster was a talented roster. They had a lot of the pieces that you wanted. This team has always been loaded with talent, but it's always ended up, again, in the same situation.
Yeah. Like we've talked about before, Nate, I think you brought it up maybe Friday. I mean, when they face a team that's good or better.
That's equal?
Equal or better. Yeah. And that happened. We saw that happen yesterday, especially when Pollard came out. They just did not have the weapons to stay with them.
Yep. Chris, back to the line. So we got.
Go ahead on, Jess. What did you respond to what he said, man?
I mean, everybody's faced with something at some point in time. It just seems like every time we're faced with something, we just can't get over it. You know, we had the quarterback go down, and Cooper Rush came in early in the year, and it felt like, okay, this team may have something. You know, and Dak came back, and team had the number one offense in the league and was doing some good things. But sometimes that just looks like fluff. It looks like fluff, and then when you got to get – and the playoffs comes down to a lot of – excuse me, the season comes down to this, but one or two or three plays in a game that you got to make. And I know that we're piling on Dak Prescott, but these are the moments. These are the moments where you want the spotlight to be on you. You want that. You want that pressure on you. You want the ball in your hand to go and make a play. And when they had the chance to go down there and make a play, they went three and out. It was one of the weirdest series of events. Mm-hmm. They went three and out and had to punt it. And then even to end the game, it was like he's standing in the end zone. He's trying to run head up with a defensive lineman, and he thought that the ball was released. He should have tackled him in the end zone for a safety. Yeah. But it's just those things that, man, this team is always – it's always a you know, a day late and a dollar short when it comes up to being successful.
Hey, Chris, you got anything?
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I want to apologize first to Kenneth, who I accidentally hung up on.
Right.
Sorry, Kenneth in San Antonio.
Yeah. Kenneth in San Antonio?
No. We're going to go to – Eric in North Carolina. Now.
Be quick now.
We went back to Eric. Eric twice. Go ahead.
We Eric?
No, we had
what's
Mike.
Up, y'all? Oh,
Mike.
We had Mike. We had like three people in North Carolina today.
Yeah.
Just be quick.
Let's go. What you got?
What up, y'all? What's going on? What's all going right. on?
We chilling, brother. What you got?
Man, this one hurts. It stings, man. As you know, if I can give you a quick analogy, if y'all familiar with the movie Boys in the Hood,
I am.
You know where they went to go get the payback for killing Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
And when Trey asked Doughboy to stop the car
right.
and let him out the car. I think that's kind of where I'm at. I think I want to get out the car. I think I want to get out the car. I don't want revenge. I don't want to go online and defend my team right now. I just want to go back home, get out of these dirty, muddy clothes, and lay down. Because this is going to sting. And mainly because I think this is what who Dak is. This is who Dak is, man. This is him. This is what we're going to get, and this is not going to change. And it's like a perpetual cycle that we're going to continue to go to. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know why. But I hope better days are ahead. But right now, I got some things to reevaluate.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you for the call, man.
For life.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
That was great. That was great. That was quick and great, brother. Thanks.
Yeah, man. I mean, 27 years of this. 27 years of this team not being able to advance to the NFC Championship game, and
that's why it's hard for me to feel as hurt this time around. Because
you have the blueprint.
It's yeah,
you have the blueprint of unsuccessful playoff feelings. Let's sneak one more in. Okay, go ahead.
No, we want the calls.
Okay,
we want the calls.
Let's sneak one more in before we got to go to break. Chris, you got another one?
Yeah, Omar in Las Vegas.
Omar text tweeted me and said you're getting a call from Vegas today. So okay. What's up, Omar?
I came through. What's up, fellas? How are you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Man, if at first you don't succeed, just keep calling like 40 times. So you guys
be quick, baby. Be quick. Let's go.
Okay. So this team is great. I thought they did a really good job this year. I think I hope we really re-sign Leighton Vander Esch this next year. I think with him coming back, our defense, like, it was a missing puzzle piece that we needed all year. Trayvon Diggs, I love that guy. Hope that they teach him how to make an open field tackle. And Nate, how long do you think this O-line has? How many years do they still have playing together?
They got to go out and get somebody quick, bro. They got to go out and get – yeah.
Tyron Smith has – he's old.
They got to go out and get somebody quick. Yeah, they got Steele coming back, okay. And we got to get one other guy. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Like he texted me, like, oh, I got some things to say.
He did. He said, he did.
I thought he was coming with some fire.
No, I thought he was coming with some fire.
Venom.
Most Cowboy fans.
Don't get on Omar.
Omar did a great. Most Cowboy fans, they hurt, bro. If you are real, see, this is one thing. I called a few people, I talked to a few people. Jess, I'm 100% diehard Cowboy fan. But what I don't want, when you said let the people talk, that's because I had so much to say that was ugly. So I'm like, I went along with that. You know, you cannot, I'm talking from a Cowboy fan, you cannot continue to give us this. Not year in and year out. But you can't continue to give us this.
Can I push back on that? When do you come to a point when you say to yourself, Cowboy fan, I am done accepting that?
But, okay. And the only way you can throw it back is not come to the game. But this is what you got to understand as a Cowboy fan. We are it. Like, that's telling a Yankee fan, okay, y'all going through some hard times, but we ain't accepting it. And then you, as soon as you say, Jerry, you can keep my season ticket, now I fall back 10 years and you mess around and win some games, I'm in trouble. So it ain't going to never change for us how we feel as fans. When this 100,000 move over, that's this another 100,000 fall in.
That's a toxic cycle.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like being an alcoholic. Man, I'm just going to drink this one. I got it under control now. I'm not going to fall for another. Man, can you bring me that eighth one? Can you bring me that 12th? Bruh, I'm this man. But what? This can be fixed. This can be remedied.
What can be remedied?
The situation that the Cowboys are in. You.
All right, no. Hold that thought.
Okay.
On the other side of this break, Nate is going to go into his chef bag and get us the recipe to Remy.
We going back ready to these fans. I'm not spewing my ugliness on this, so I'm going back to the fans.
27
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Nah. This is 27-year-old gumbo.
He already sold out to the Eagles right now. Look at it, man. He already let us know where his allegiance
is
at.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any color in the color palette that I can wear that is not
blue?
I don't have blue every day.
Blue. You see what I put on? I'm letting the fans know. I feel your pain. Goodness, you man. See what Kurt put on, blue and white. We feel they pain.
Sorry,
at this dude on sold out. So it's the Eagles and 49ers. We know who you riding with.
Nah, it matched my sneakers, man. It just went well with the kicks.
Let's see your kicks.
The kicks are nice. Check these.
Ain't no green in there.
The kicks are nice. Nate, this is 2023, bro. You don't be all matchy-matchy from head to toe.
You said match your kicks.
This does match my kicks. Come on, man. All right, let's go to
the Eagles colors, green and yellow.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, he's straight Eagle, man.
All right, man, let's go to
Fly like an eagle.
Let's go to a break.
To the sea. Fly, Jesse with me.
Chef Nathaniel will give us the remedy to this 27-year-old gumbo. All right, let's hang with the boys. We'll be right back.
Stay with them.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo Quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. Cowboys 12 San Francisco 19, eliminating the Cowboys from playoffs again. No NFC Championship game this year or for the last 27 years. And so, Nate, I do want to get to this before we get out of here. I'll get back to the phone lines. You said that you had there's a remedy to this 27 years of ineptitude when it comes to the Cowboys being able to win football games in the playoffs. What's the remedy?
I told you, man, I'm not finna do this, man. We going to them calls, man. I'm not finna do this.
So
I don't have a remedy. No, I don't. You're right, Jesse. I don't have a remedy.
There's no old country back, like, you know,
nah, ain't put no onion, putting no towels put an onion. On your neck. Ain't no putting
an aspirin
on your leg. Or, you know, putting mushroom in the back of your calves and all of that. Nah, no, sir.
Nothing.
All I ask is, when you're talking to the fans, and I'm talking about other media types like us, and when you're talking to the fans, don't give sorry excuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ask, man. And now let's go back to them. Don't give them any if I woulda, coulda, shoulda excuses. That right there, that's what gives the fans that false hope when you give that old, come on, man, be more responsible.
And Kurt, just another one. This goes in your stat book right here. The Cowboys. What was the Cowboys' record up between grass and natural? I mean, natural services, grass and turf.
They were like 2-5, something like that.
And grass,
and 6. Yeah, something like that.
Add another L to that. Yeah. All right, Chris. Let's go back to the phone lines.
I got Kent in New Mexico.
You got Kenton? Kent in New Mexico. Kent, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good, man. How you feeling?
Really disappointed. Pretty fed up. You know, I've never been impressed with Kellen Moore as a play caller, and I'm praying somebody will offer him a job as a head coach. And now I'm questioning whether or not we have the right quarterback. You know, just the decision-making process. But there's one other point here I want to get to, and that is I recall 105.3 asking Jerry Jones, and this is a few years ago, if he was tired of hearing about all the people questioning whether or not he could put together a Super Bowl winning team without Jimmy Johnson. And he said that it didn't upset him, that it challenged him to prove those people wrong. Well, Jerry, I'm still waiting to be proven wrong.
Mm. All right, sir.
All right,
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Man, still waiting to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
That's a solid one. I remember Jerry coming on the same station and talking about that if he could, he would write a big enough check to make those things wrong right as far as getting players in and getting players on this football field. But interesting question. Do we have the right quarterback to take us to the promised land?
Well, I think you're married to this quarterback for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, but there are a lot of bad marriages. There are a lot of people who get married to people and realize that that's not the person that you married.
No, but the
person
contract
that you dated and honeymooned with, that ain't the same person now that you're living with.
Yeah. They need to build up the team around him because Dak is a good quarterback. He's not a bus driver. He can be a good quarterback. He's just not in that elite class. He needs a good team around him to, you know, carry him. He's not going to carry the team. The team needs to carry him along. So, yes, I don't think – I'm not ready to throw out Dak, but they need to build up. He needs the weapons.
I've always said that. When they was doing a receiver by committee, I say that won't work. We've always needed those people around that. And I say as he mature, he'll be able to put them into better plays and better situations. That's when you were sitting over here. And so I'm willing to grow with Dak, but this is the seventh year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is the seventh year. Old. And so
he is what he is.
Can we go back to the phones?
All right, let's go back to the phones. Chris.
Got Mike Jackson in Newton, Iowa.
Mike Jackson.
Come on, Mike. Be quick, baby.
What you got for us, baby?
Okay, I'll make it brief because I'm old school. One, you need to get rid of that kicker. Two, you should have had Turpin on there. He's an ankle breaker. He should have been in the slot and put him in motion because that guy is a badass. I'm telling you like it is. Plain and simple. I can and the third, you should have got rid of Amari Cooper. He is Jack is a good quarterback, but that's what happens when you get rid of good players. You don't get rid of good players like that, and that's Jerry Jones' fault. get rid of players like that. If he would stop spending his money on charity and everything else, he would have saved more money. But Amari Cooper would have been open, plain as dead like that. Thank you, and you guys have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
The charity part, I don't agree with
I don't agree
with
either. I'm like,
but I'll take the risk.
We love charity on this show. This is a charity-loving show. Yeah. Now, if you would have said the yachts and the helicopters and the private jets.
Maybe.
I'm not going to tell a man how to spend his money, but this is a business. We favor the charity giveable, the charity giving people. We like that Jerry and his family give to charity.
I don't even think he meant to say it that way either.
Maybe he meant to say yacht. We're going to say he meant to say yacht. We're going to say yacht. He didn't mean charity.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, who we got on the line?
We're going to go back to Las Vegas and talk to Rob.
Rob.
All right, Rob, be quick, baby.
You can't build around a quarterback that's cap hit is $49 million. Mm. If you need to carry him, that's the problem. You look at the four quarterbacks in the left, only Mahomes is making over $40 million. No quarterback has won the Super Bowl making that much money. He was the closest at getting to the Super Bowl and losing. So they lost their window when they had him on his rookie deal. That's why Philly, Cincinnati, and the 49ers are an anomaly because of their defense. Now, Philadelphia is going to have to pay. Cincinnati is going to have to pay. Unfortunately, we already did pay, and he just got outplayed by a seventh-round, third-string quarterback in the playoffs.
Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate that. I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point. This is why teams try to build around quarterbacks, especially franchise quarterbacks, when they're cheap, because there's so much more money to go around. Because once they get to that point where you got to cut them a check, they eat up a third of whatever that salary cap is. And for Dak, it's $50 million that he'll be eating up next year. So it's gonna be difficult to truly build around Dak Prescott because of the money that it cost you to have him as your quarterback. And he's right. You, as a quarterback, especially the franchise quarterback, you are paid that type of money to win these type of games, to be able to overcome the deficiencies that you may have or lack thereof around you. We've already been through the Amari Cooper situation many, many times before and how we felt that that was feelings overriding what true business should have been, and you never want to get into that. But, you know, not my team to run.
It's going to be an interesting offseason to see how they build this roster, because there have been big mistakes made in roster building these past few years. And
you have to ask yourself the question, because if Michael Gallup doesn't scare you about paying a guy coming off an injury – and I know Tony Pollard's injury is different than Michael Gallup's, but it sucks. It sucks for Tony Pollard breaking his – was it fibula or tibula?
Fibula.
Fibula in the game. But this is a guy who's looking for a new deal as well.
Yeah.
Does he come back with that same explosiveness and elusiveness? I don't know. We thought Michael Gallup would, and it turned out that he didn't look like it. So
maybe that's something we can do later in the week, is kind of look at the free agents.
And see, I'm going to tell you something. This is what bothers me, is we're not taking a calculated risk on the percentages. And what I mean by that is, you know, let's sign Gallup on a discount. I wasn't down for that. I wasn't down for Schultz. Now, Tony Pollard, bless his heart, he was everything for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best player on the field for a lot of games besides Parsons. But he is hurt terribly bad. You let this heal, and you let this see how it go. You don't go out and give him a whole lot of money now. You just don't. History has proven one thing. If he wants to sprint away, okay, Malik Davis, you're up next. I believe that every player deserves his money. But where he gets it from is what counts.
Yep.
And if I'm being cold-hearted and mean and bad, okay, that's fine. But you have to say, you know what, this is a bad injury. We love you, son. This is the deal right here. This is what we'll give you now. If you want to wait, take a flyer. We'll work with you there, too. But – giving a guy a deal that says that you must be this type of player, that's 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 not cool, too. You gave Michael Gallup a number two money. You did not get number two return.
Nope. Michael Gallup had more games this season with zero passing yards than he did with 50-plus.
Oh, man.
He had more games this season where he did not total a yard.
Wow. Yeah.
And than he did totaling 50 yards or more.
And see, this is why I tell people, you know, I didn't go to school for journalism, but I do know this right here.
What'd you go to school for, though?
I went to school to make money.
Football.
I went to school to make money.
Always remember, kids, football first. I mean, school first, football second.
Y'all can see my fingers. Go to school to make money. this is what I tell people. When I'm listening to other media types talk, I understand you have to fill content. So a lot of things you have to create, do the what-ifs, and da-da. But when you have a game that has been played, you don't have to what-if. Just give the people the truth. That is what our show does. That's what the player clubs does. That's what the break tries to do. That's what all our shows, they try to
give. But nobody does it better than us.
Yeah, no one does. But correct.
All right.
But this is
the
thing.
Make that clear.
This is
the clear distinction from everyone else.
Thing. This and maybe because we're only on for 45 minutes. But what you cannot do is after a game of this magnitude where the elite, what, six or eight was left, you can't come with the what ifs. What if, brother, what if we'd have won? Okay? We didn't. So it ain't no what if. You have to take the facts of what you've seen, because that's what Coach McCarthy, Will McClay, Mr. Jones, Stephen Jones, and all whoever else that's got a part in this right here, they're not going to look at, okay, man, we better get Diggs an extra meal, because what if he'd have caught that ball? Oh, well, we better take a meal away from him because he didn't make a tackle on the tight end when he was fumbling the ball coming across the middle. The game ain't played like that.
Right.
It's what have you done? Who are you and what can you create? And so that's what's been getting me all day is everybody coming on talking about the offensive line played okay. Ain't nobody on average rushed for more than 100 yards. They gave up 72 yards a game. Guess what they did in the playoffs? They gave up 72 yards against the Cowboys. We lost our top player. I'm talking about facts. And the fact is we got to play better, and our quarterback guy has to separate himself away from other guys when we get into the playoffs. That is the bottom line. Our defense played. Our defense played. You got to understand, within the first series, we sacked this guy. We did what some guys couldn't do the whole year. We sacked this guy. We harassed him. But this, for some reason, some way, he walked to the sideline, and his head coach and his offensive coordinator say, don't throw no interception. Mm-hmm. You're okay. We punting. You know, when your quarterback walked to the sideline, something has to be said. You just can't let him walk straight through you, get his iPad, and sit on it on the thing looking at an iPad. Bro, that's done. Is you looking at how we can beat that? Did you see T.Y. Hilton open 18,000 times? Did you never see that versus the coverages that they was giving you? Where it was like, they didn't even go to him a couple of times. They just let him run out there free. Did nobody on the film say, hey, man, that new dude y'all got out there running free?
Yeah, that was baffling.
Yeah. Well, I have another fact. Fact of the matter is, our time is up.
True.
Yeah, I'm glad, old Eagle, man.
So tomorrow I'll come on the show, booty butt ball naked, and we'll see.
It'll be a better color. We don't play a black team. We don't play a black team. Come on in here naked, Jess.
I'm mahogany brown.
Yeah, as long as you get the gooch off before you walk.
The gooch gonna be good. Yeah. The gooch gonna be good, baby. Gooch gonna be good.
Yeah. We have a little diaper or something for this dude.
I feel a cough coming on. I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
All right, that is our time. Tomorrow we will be back here, same time,
excuses, man.
We're gonna continue to break this thing down. We got all week to break this.
We got a whole week. Derek may cut us off after tomorrow.
Chris, what's the schedule coming up?
What's the schedule, Chris?
You guys are on tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a whole weekend.
We know that.
No, we're on tomorrow.
That means Chris
doesn't.
You may not be on Wednesday, but you're on tomorrow.
So we'll be on tomorrow.
Gooch
man
tomorrow. Yeah. Gooch man tomorrow. Gooch tomorrow. You promise us Gooch tomorrow,
Gooch,
right?
Gooch tomorrow.
Don't promise me.
From Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels,
Stop
Chris,
with
Audio
excuses.
Jazz, Bro Will, Brother William, Brother Willie, all of the above. I am Jesse Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. See you guys tomorrow. We out.
Win the game.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How?